Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are you?
All right. Good. Good morning.
Everybody recovering from Christmas?
Sure.
Dragon.
How about we, you dragging?
Yeah, dragging.
It's such an intense holy season, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally. And hopefully it was intensive for us spiritually. Before we really dive right into this week's biblical scripture for reflection, let's talk about a little bit how your experience of Christmas was here at Neighbors of Hope.
It was good. This year, I got this open up presents with everybody, and it felt good to see everybody happy and getting their presents. But Christmas isn't about that for me. It's about
You had good food too, right?
Yeah. But Christmas is about starting a new year for me, so starting over again. So starting over fresh.
Okay. All right.
Well. Not about the presents. Used to be when I was younger, but and then around the holidays, it's always kind of weird, kind of a like sad's not the word I want to use, but like a something like that, like a.
It's a little somber.
That's the word I'm trying to use.
Yeah.
So it's always like in the holidays, especially Christmas. But like I say, to me, Christmas is about starting off fresh in the new year.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? How do you do on Christmas?
I think some of the traditions that I've seen. Being around the ministry and being around the men, how we do Christmas for them, they set a bar how I do Christmas for my kids now. Just some of that, I was never really, growing up in a warm state in Florida, Christmas didn't have the same jingle that it does here, no pun intended. So, minus snow, granted this year is a little weird at 55 degrees, but be intentional about making that spirit, kind of. That really rings true to me this year of, without it being artificial, without it being anything manufactured, but just participating in the fact that people love to be good in this time of year, and it's great. And that heart, in a ministry like ours, we're working with the homeless, and you get to see people want to bless people, or whatever the case is, it's really, really a cool, I tell people all the time at Blessings and More, it is an awesome opportunity to just see the heart in people in ministry this time of year.
Yeah, the community definitely poured out love and compassion.
Amen.
Both on our men's ministry program as well as our women and children's. And for me, the beautiful thing was to witness both here with our men as well as at our women and children's center. You could see our guests really, to some extent, for a moment, forgot where they were. And I saw that as a blessing. Over at the women and children's, children playing with toys, here were the men, smiles on their faces, overcome with a sense of gratitude that strangers, or the Adopt a Man program and what have you, gifts and good food and fellowship, kind of the traditional type stuff. Because we just realized, being in a residential housing program during the holidays creates really harsh realities about loneliness, that I'm not where I'd like to be. And to see the spirit of Christmas through donors and community supporters and even the stranger shine through. And touch your lives. That's always meant a lot to me, as the executive director of this organization. Well, good, good. Anything you want to share there?
No, I think, for me, I think it's just looking back to last year, just the struggles, transparency, trying to look at self truthfully. Trying to deal with a lot of you know, reconnection, you know, wanting that, you know. But it's not always on our time, you know. It's and being a part of the Neighbors of Hope and growing out of that little boy into a man, you know, having the support, having the people that really, really, truly love you, you know. Yeah.
Good.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing to me. It really is, man. And I can't thank this Neighbors of Hope enough, you know.
All right. So I thought for our scripture reflection, do you mind reading? Oh boy. That's right, you got
James.
Okay. We can probably get by with that, I think. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's still one of Luke's infancy narratives. And obviously, we've just had the experience of the coming of the Christ child, and we've had opportunities to worship and praise God through Christmas hymns and carols, and we hear this in Scripture several times. But there's a key phrase in this little scripture I want like us to reflect on that I think is at the heart of as we move forward, right, in the spirit of Christmas. So, if you can read from Luke's Gospel, all right, the infamous second chapter about the birth of Jesus and then the shepherds and the angels. If you can do like verse 10 and 11, how's right. that?
Mm-hmm.
Luke 2, verses 10 and 11.
Okay. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Very good. Very good. And we've did our Advent study and extensively on both Matthew and Luke. And I don't really want to rehash a lot of that, but there is a phrase in here. You know, City of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And it's Christ the Lord, all right? And Christos Kyrios, all right, in the Greek. Elsewhere, we'll see in 1 Peter, Paul writes in Colossians and in Philippians and Romans 10, and we see it in the book of Revelation. There's this idea, Jesus is Lord. And I really want us to dig a little deeper on this whole Lord, because oftentimes we say, well, you know, he's your master, he's your boss, you know, you do what he says type things. And, you know, this Kyrios is a little deeper than that. Back in that day and age, it would have meant God.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so I want us to think as we're, you say you see Christmas as a new year.
Yes.
Start afresh and everything. Let's think about what does this mean for us? I mean, if we're going to celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating the coming of the Christ child, but that Christ child was actually God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
All right? God coming to move among God's people. You know, first expressed in a babe of powerlessness, vulnerability, and complete dependency. What does that mean for you now to think that Jesus is God? Jesus is Lord.
Well, I believe Jesus is God. I have no problem with that, but back in when Luke said that, at the time, Caesar was considered to be Lord. Right?
Yes, true. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it would have been even the Roman coin. Yes.
Right. So when Paul said that, I wonder if he was, you know, trying to actually anti-Rome, but like, why would he say that, like, lash out at Rome like that for the purpose of introducing his narrative of Jesus?
Well, first of all, this is Luke. Yeah, I mean, you said Paul. I think you meant Luke, but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we in part of our Advent study, we did look at the cultural context of the domination system out of Rome, the temple institution, the juxtaposition, all right, of these deity and divinity stories that would have permeated that era. And so there is, I mean, the beautiful thing about Jesus, if he's saying he's God, if he's saying, you know, look at, you're either for me or you're against me. And we have to stop thinking, if he's truly God, right, then he beckons our entire allegiance, which means Rome doesn't get it, right? If he's not, right, then he is, like C.S. Lewis and some others say, he's a madman. And a lunatic, and he's just, right? So you got to make a decision about that. And if you say that Jesus is who Jesus says he is, who Luke here says he is, who Paul said he is, and Peter does, and then John does in the book of Revelation, if he is who he says he is, you're going to give your allegiance to Caesar or to Jesus? You got to make that decision. Right, and we know in our study that Rome necessitated, in a sense, full allegiance, and they tended to influence that through violence. Well, this is an alternative, which we would say include nonviolence. But that's you're right. That's part of it. We would even back that up. We're at the beginning of chapter 2, where Luke then cites Caesar, right, Emperor Augustus. Quirinius of Syria, those type of things to talk about in the time of where this domination system existed. This is where God moves among us. All right? But I just like to hear your personal. What does it mean to you to say that Jesus is your Lord? How much of yourself, myself included, are we really giving to him? Or do we just give him a portion of ourselves? You know, I give it to him on Sunday morning. I give it to him every morning when I do prayer. Maybe a Wednesday night, or whatever. I give him a portion. The rest of the time is my free time, my private time. I do what I want to do. And is that what... Does that mean he's Lord? Does that mean he's... Got all of you? Is that your complete allegiance? Yeah. So as we're launching, in a sense, you say this, you know, we're coming up on New Year. How you doing with this? You know, my presumption is we still got work to do. I mean, all of us. I'm sure our listening audience would say the same thing. And Christmas then becomes that time of year that, yes, we can talk about the celebration of God's incarnation and moving among us, right, is past, but its reality in our lives continues.
I think myself, like the majority of, I guess, Christians out there, people who believe in God, in the Bible, what have you, they try to put God first in everything you do, but nobody's perfect. So I guess I would hope, like myself, you just ask for forgiveness and try to move on. I think the more you do that, the easier it becomes to stay in line with God's purpose for your life.
Good. That's good. Yeah. And I think that's honest.
But I also do think, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My second part. I also do think that the majority of people too, I don't know the percentage obviously, but there's a lot of people out there that probably do just act however Monday through Saturday, and they go to church on Sunday. And that's like the only day they're like Christian, so to speak, and they go back living their life, doing their own thing the rest of the week. And there's a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah, and I think we can all fairly state that we stand in agreement with you that we can all probably do a little better on increasing our allegiance, you know, to our God. But you were going to say something there, Tim?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm going to like, we're back, and it's just like reflecting on this year. This year was a lot of different changes that happened in my family and our stuff, and our son going to a new school, and it, you know, where we were talking, it just really brought it up, was how where he's going now, that you know, they're teaching him more about things, and what about his prayer time, and about praying for the others. And without even knowledge, you come home and tell us, like, or you wouldn't even tell us. We go to school and their teachers are telling us that he's, you know, my wife's been sick, so he's saying he's praying for mommy. He's praying for our dog that has his eyes hurting. Without even, there's no one telling him to do that. He's noticing that there is pain and there is hurt in this world, and that people just need that extra, you know, just prayer, this extra thought. And I think Christmas is, it reflects on that. I think this is a time where a lot of us come out of our shells to reach out more to people. We want to give more prayers. I feel like this is a time where the sky is glorified with prayers. You know, I think it's lit up with these, because we know it's hard for us every year around this time, no matter if you're whatever place you're in, but we know there's other people that it's harder for us. So we come out more of our shells to go out and help. But I guess that it should embody us to really think of and reflect, should we do it more? Should I be giving more of my time? Should I be giving more of my energy the whole year instead of waiting to this time of the year just to do it? And like, I want to praise. I want to have the joy of like watching my son open his presents. I want to have that joy of Christ and sharing that with everybody.
Right.
That's my goal for this coming year. As I reflect over Christmas, is I want to be able to go out and show people that I love Jesus. And you're going to know it. I don't have to tell you. You're gonna see it from me. And if you don't see it, then I'm doing something wrong in my own journey at this time.
I think that's excellent. I think there's probably a lot of pastors in the community that would appreciate that. Because, you know, do we do just... are the only spaces and places that we confess Jesus as Lord, all right? Philippians. amongst other believers, or do we do that anywhere and everywhere we are? All right. So that's pretty good. You got a closing comment you want to make there?
No, I guess just you know, be thankful for the compassion, the love, the knowing that, you know, Jesus is in my life today. You know what I mean? And yes, I have a long way to go, you know, but I have hope.
Yep, that's key. That's key. And it does, you know, it does bring a smile to my heart to see you guys recognize that God was incarnate, right, in the basement of a little church, right, that we currently and temporarily call Neighbors of Hope, right? That you got to experience the compassion, love, and mercy of Christ. So, well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate everything. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.